Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Go behind the scenes of one of TV's most watched true crime series with the 48 Hours Postmortem podcast, where correspondents and producers take you inside each case. Every Monday, listen to a new episode of 48 Hours and then join me, 48 Hours correspondent Anne-Marie Green, every Tuesday for a new episode of Postmortem. Follow and listen to 48 Hours on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fans.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not... No, that's not...
Wait.
That's true, you do got me. Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want this!
They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a mode, no proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Go take a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Nah, moaning everybody! Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Hello, Leroy.
What's happening?
How are you?
I'm all right.
Not as good as I'm doing, dude. Did you see that game last night? Why are you looking at me like that?
You know he was dead asleep.
What time did it start?
10:40. 10:40.
Really?
Late.
Really?
Late.
Really? You asking me?
Well, maybe you couldn't sleep. I don't know, dude.
Like,
Vlad, you watched that game last night? Too late?
I did.
Yeah, it was good, right?
Let me tell you, there was some good West Coast action last night, and that was a hell of a third quarter. Your boy Pelé.
Man, what a dog. I mean, Pelé Larsson, he's something. He's out here. He's hounding folks left and right. He's diving on the floor. Intangibles!
Oh, that was heavy intangibles.
Dude, that was intangibles cranked to the fullest. The greatest 7-point performance you've ever seen from Pelé Larsson. It really was. I'm not even joking. That's not a bit.
I don't know if it's the greatest, but it was a very impactful 7 points.
He was all over them, dude. I mean, I love watching him play. This team, they defended like crazy. Because again, first very great game. Let's just say that. Mm-hmm. Great game, great back and forth between the Clippers. Squeaky cheeks at the end. I was like, I thought the refs were trying to hose us, dude.
They were. I have some thoughts about this game.
Do tell.
Leroy?
Yes.
You know, I just made fun of you being old.
Why?
Because you're older.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to make... This is not making fun. This is facts. Chris Paul needs to retire.
Oh, man.
Drew Smith was abusing Chris Paul. Drew Smith, right?
That's, yeah.
Abusing him. Like he was doing the tap dance. He looked like he had tap dance shoes instead of sneakers.
Like he went up to him and said, I'm on the banana boat now.
Oh my God.
He's very old.
He is.
He did have a big three at one point. That was it.
That was it.
That was it. That was his lone thing.
And Kawhi Leonard, how many times are you gonna go to that shot over and over?
I'm very scared when he goes to that shot.
He
had that one that was reminiscent of the playoffs a couple of years ago.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh my God. That was so scary. And then the refs, Zubac, mauls Norman Powell, and they're just like, jump ball. And I'm just like, oh, here we go. So, of course, he wins the jump ball. He's 7 foot.
And Bam keeps shooting.
Oh, what? Dude.
You were right. You were right a year ago. You were right a year ago.
What a game by him. What a game. What a season it's been by Bam Adebayo. What a season it's been by Bam Adebayo.
I'm not going to toot my own horn, but I have been called for this for 2 years.
Well, one of you have been calling for him to shoot the three more.
For two years. Right? And what did I say? He's going to grow into his own, kind of like Siakam did. He may be better at shooting, but the same type of player. Had an extra day to be on time.
Mm-hmm. Let's see that. That's 10:07 with an extra day off. Huh?
Single digits.
That's not bad. That's not bad. It's usually 09, so it's 2 minutes early.
Double digits.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com. Bam yesterday, heat win, 120-119, 25-10 yesterday from the captain, Bam Adebayo, who absolutely took Zubac's lunch money. I mean, it really was embarrassing for him. But then
just run around him?
Who does what he does? You know, like, you know, he's out there three straight. This is his road trip. Your main assignment, Victor Wembanyama, Luka Doncic, and then, hey, by the end, why don't you shut down James Harden? And it's just like, who can do that? Like, let's be real about it. I mean, not many people can do that in the league. It's very, very impressive what he's able to do.
Wait, what are you saying? Guard or shut down? Because there was no shutting down yesterday.
When it came down to the end, shut down James Harden. James Harden was cooking at that end, that last possession.
He hit a three.
Not on Bam.
He hit a three?
Dude. Bam gets the bucket, comes back. James Harden's like trying to get by Bam Adebayo, and he fumbles the ball right to Norm Powell.
No, he turned the ball.
Completely swung
six
the game.
Times.
He completely swung the game.
Right.
Like, you throw him out. He's done that. He did that to Jalen Brunson, too, this year. And also, by the way, he's going to have to go guard Joker. Like, I'm serious. Who does this? And you're expected to go put up, you know, big scoring for your team. There's not many guys like that in the league.
Hope he doesn't wear out.
I don't think he looks like he looks fresh as a daisy.
Oh,
he is loving this team. I think he likes this offense.
He likes that he can shoot.
He can't go home without putting up numbers, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
High standards. I don't think he has to wait till home. I think she's on the trips.
Yeah, they're in the West Coast. Yeah, probably. Well, you can't go back to the room if you're not putting up big numbers.
And Wiggins. Wow.
Oh, wait a minute.
What a guy.
All of a sudden?
What a guy. You know? Leroy. What a gem of a man this Andrew Wiggins is. Leroy. Team player.
BS. Leroy.
Team player.
Leroy. Give yourself a minus one.
I'm not giving one. Well, yes.
For fraudulence.
For what?
I'm going to tell you
for
why.
For fraudulence.
Comfortable Andrew because, Wiggins is
oh,
dangerous.
Oh, now he's comfortable.
Comfortable.
BS.
Dude. Comfortable.
How many times
Andrew
you call
Wiggins?
Him a bum?
Bum is strong. I don't think I've ever called him a bum.
Where did you call
minus
him?
Minus one.
Unhappy?
Okay, let me ask you this. Up until that second half, what were you calling him?
I didn't really have any feelings into the second half.
No. In the first half, what were your feelings?
I didn't have any feelings. It was a close game in the first half.
But he only had 5 points.
That's okay. I wasn't really – I don't. That's the beauty of Andrew Wiggins. You know, he kind of just – and then when he's there, you're like, oh, did a great job on Kawhi. Great job. Clutch
dude,
threes.
Dude.
What a guy.
Do you understand that –
unbelievable.
There needs to be a different level of honesty amongst us.
I am being honest.
What you're saying about Andrew Wiggins on this day.
Oh, what a guy.
Is the opposite of everything you said about Andrew Wiggins before that.
The past is the past.
Oh.
The past?
He really just
is the past.
You know what that sounds like?
Up until tomorrow.
You know what that sounds like? Mm-hmm. Somebody who doesn't want to be accountable for what they say.
I said what I said. That's it. But the past is the past.
Oh, so you just changed.
I didn't change. He changed. It's more comfortable. He's bought in.
That's a phrase that
he's bought in.
Or, you know, he was bought in before. He almost won the MVP.
What?
For
We talking about the Warriors?
Heat culture. He's brought into heat culture.
Yeah. Great.
I just think he's comfortable because he can get everybody here and he's had an offseason to be home, call this home, instead of having to travel with his family and everybody all the way across the country.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Which is what I said when he got here.
Bought in.
And you says he doesn't look happy. Yeah, no, who would be?
Bought in. I don't know what to tell you.
You're very happy about this Heat team, aren't you?
I like this team. This team is fun. I'm enjoying it. Even the losses haven't been embarrassing. They've, you know, there's been moments, and I just enjoy what I'm watching. It's a great product. We're watching a great product.
Mm-hmm. All right.
What do you? What does it matter? You got your beauty sleep. So what does it matter? You don't have to. You don't have to judge me on anything I'm feeling right now. You get your sleepy poos. I'll stay up till 1 a.m. watching a fun basketball team.
It was fun.
It was a great time.
All right.
I mean, I supported Andrew Wiggins more than you did. So I'm like, who's? So let me get this straight. Let's be serious about this.
No, you didn't.
You sat back here counting sheep, not watching Andrew Wiggins. And you're a better fan than me, who I have an Andrew Wiggins now bought in.
When was that a conversation?
Well, what are you doing?
What did I say? I never said I was a better fan than you.
That kind of feels like what you're doing.
No.
Kind of feels like it.
Kind of feels. If I said I was a better fan than you, then we can go with it.
What a time.
But I didn't say that. What I said was, is your fraudulence over your comments about Andrew Wiggins all last year.
Not fraudulent. My comments were accurate at the time, and now he's bought in.
So you let me get this straight. So you think when a guy gets traded and has to fly from Golden State to here,
we don't have to rehash about it.
He just have to.
I don't have to. Obviously, he didn't, but now he is. So what's the difference? So like, I don't understand. It's kind of a silly thing to keep harping on.
When I said that last year, you ain't buying it.
No, I understand what you're saying.
No, you. At no point in time did you say that.
I didn't have to like it. Oh. I understood your point. It's kind of always your point, though. Buck against Tobin. That's what you do. It's the playbook.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
It's like Mario Cristobal, run up the middle. That's what you do. Right. Buck against Tobin.
Okay. Oh, somebody said Chubb traded. Is that accurate?
Who?
Chubb.
Oh, probably. Do you guys care anymore?
Damn, you really, man.
Do you?
I heard you yesterday. I was like, damn, you just done with the season. That's why I think I mean, you're definitely Wild Heat Coyote.
Oh,
but here's what happens.
I think you really
when the other teams, right. Right, and that's what it is, okay? Now that the Dolphins are just a dumpster fire, all of his hopes and dreams have just gone into the Heat. And so that means that anything positive he can pull or any feel-good he can pull from the Heat, he's going to pull it.
No. I mean, I'm a great compartmentalizer. You guys always do this. You think that one team reflects on how I feel about the other team? I'm genuinely like, is anybody genuinely heartbroken if Bradley Chubb gets traded? It's super obvious what's going to happen. They're a terrible team. He's a veteran. His contract is up. Duh, if he gets traded.
Yeah, but the problem is that
like if
you just look at what happened with the JP trade,
mm-hmm.
right?
He seems super happy, by the way. I saw him yesterday, yeah. Peacocking in Philly, hitting him with the Go Birds.
But the problem is, they're not only trading players, they're giving money too.
Yeah, so. I don't understand why that's a big, like, people are like, oh, they spent a little extra money to get a better pick. Yeah, good.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm just saying if this continues, you already got a boatload of dead money.
No, but they're paying money for this year. They're just taking more salary from this year to pay it. Like, I don't understand why this is a big deal.
I don't know if they did it with Chubb.
No, they did it with Jalen Phillips. But I'm saying I don't understand why anybody cares about that. Like, if you found out that
Is there that much of a difference between having the money and getting a fourth rounder or moving up
a
third rounder against a team where that pick is going to be late in the draft?
Well,
anyway.
Yeah, then begin your pick is almost closer to a fifth round pick if your point would be then. So if I spent a little more money, which isn't going to cost, it really isn't going to mean anything because I'm not doing anything with that money. Why not get the better pick? I don't understand why that's a criticism.
But you are doing something with that. You're
not, though.
You're not only having dead money, but you're also paying money out also that's going to count against the cap.
It's not dead money. It's his salary for this year. You were already paying it. So why not get the better pick? You're taking it on. Like, you're not going to do, like, I would understand that if you were going to do anything with that relief. There's no relief. His contract's up at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't, again, why do people care if Stephen Ross is willing to pay $5 million to get a better pick? Good for him. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of a weird thing to criticize.
That's pretty steep to go from the fourth round to the third round.
What does it matter to you? You know what I mean?
It doesn't.
Like, no.
It doesn't matter.
No, but seriously.
It doesn't matter.
I don't understand why.
It's just money.
But Leroy,
it's just money. It doesn't matter.
So, like, why are fans upset about it? Right. I don't understand why this is an argument. You know what I mean? Like, it seems like one of those. Here's what I would tell you.
Every time I see somebody else make a trade, very rarely do you see this happen. And with all the bad decisions that the Dolphins have made, to see that they're the ones that are doing this when nobody else is doing it.
It's not a bad decision, though.
That's why I have pause.
It's not a bad decision.
But like, when your organization, who has made terrible choices the last couple of years when it comes to money, makes a money decision, like, just have pause.
Nah, see, that's the thing. Is like, I think that the Dolphins are bad with their money. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
But also, you want to get the best asset possible. There's going to be no ramifications for spending that money anyway. His contract's up this year. If you had to take on contract past this year, I would understand the argument.
Right.
But if Stephen Ross is willing to pay extra money to get a better pick, I don't understand why anybody's upset about it. You're not going to do anything with that money anyway.
Okay. I think it's going to cost them next year. This is not look, Tobin is informed. If teams pay salaries, you can roll that cap space to 2026.
Yeah, but would you rather have the better asset? Like, they're not going to have they're not going to have money next year anyway.
Here is my question that you seem to just – is having a late third-round pick versus a late fourth-round pick worth $5 million? Because the guy, they barely make that in the whole contract. So that's where I'm getting at. Is paying $5 million – to move to a late third round pick worth $5 million because you don't even give that player that contract. The contract's not $5 million.
Who cares? They're slotted anyway.
I know. But is it worth moving up and spending more than you would actually spend for the player?
I think you would like to have the asset of a third round pick for a guy who's going to be sunk and gone anyway. And especially, you're not going to have money anyway next year. Okay. You're cooked on the Tua books.
Okay.
Like, you're done.
Right.
It's over, dude.
Okay.
I think you collect the best assets that you can.
No, I understand. I understand everything you're saying. But why are you paying more money than you would pay the actual player that you would get in that pick? Is that how much it's worth to move up that far? $5 million to get a player that you're not going to give a $5 million contract to?
Yeah, I mean, like...
That sounds crazy.
I guess. I don't know. I guess these are one of those things, like, this is such a small potatoes problem in comparison to the rest of the team.
Yeah, but
like, I'd rather just have the better asset.
If you screw up a whole bunch of small situations, ends up costing you big in the end.
Yeah, but they haven't screwed up small situations. They've screwed up the biggest situation.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
That's my question that hasn't been answered. And that's all I want to answer for it. And that's why I feel the way I feel. Is it worth $5 million to move up to a spot where the contract that you give the guy is not even going to be $5 million?
But there's not going to be a contract. So, in effect, his contract's up.
No. I'm talking about the draft pick. If I would go into the draft and say, hey, I want to pay to move up from fourth to third.
Right.
It wouldn't cost me $5 million because nobody gets paid that much.
I understand he's a first-round pick. Like, that's why he makes more money. Like, you're not paying that money next year. His contract's up. And so for the space that you could theoretically roll over for next year, you're not going to have anything to get anyway because you're sunk because of all the money you have to pay Tua. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I'd rather have the better pick if they're willing to get it.
I understand. Oh, okay.
It's kind of a weird thing because it's like Stephen Ross gets praised because he's willing to pay the money.
No, I understand. I'm just asking a question. Why would you move up and spend an amount of money that costs more than the player you're going to sign at that pick? That seems like a steep price just to move up from fourth to third round.
But you're not paying it next year. Like, the pick is the pick.
My question, would you rather have the $5 million and have a fourth round pick
The $5 million for cap. So would I rather have the cap space next year that you would roll over?
No. I'm saying just in general.
No.
In general.
I'd rather
is it worth $5 million to move up? I don't care how you do it, to move up to pay $5 million to move. If the draft was a free market, how much would it cost you to move up in the draft? To that point, from fourth round to third round.
I think we just found out.
It wouldn't cost. But if your team is the only team doing it, is it a good move when they've made bad decisions before?
Yeah, they've made bad decisions. But, like, I don't think this is amongst the ones that I'm getting crazy about.
All right.
Like, I'd try and get the highest picks possible. You're going to need as much good, cheap talent and the bigger pool to look at than anybody. Because you're cooked on money next year anyway.
Yes.
So whatever rolls over, whatever's there, doesn't matter. You're better to go have a better pool of young guys to go look at than you are the money. You're cooked on the money.
Yeah, if that's this, would that be their second, third round pick? They would have 2-3 third round picks?
I don't think they have a third. That would be their first third round pick.
So if they didn't have...
Or they have one, a two, and then they have a couple of threes, I think.
So if they have a couple of threes, you could use that couple of threes to move up in the draft.
Correct.
So then, therefore, yeah, it's worth the $5 million.
They say estimated 2026 third-round pick contract. But that's the average of all of them. You're going to have a bottom second, a bottom third-rounder.
But you could use them for a package, that pick for a package for a trade.
I understand that. My simple, basic question was, that seems a little steep to move up when you could have traded them and just got a fourth-round pick, right? I'm not even talking about the money aspect of it. You're just, it almost seems like you're overpaying again to move up to a position that doesn't even make that much money. So in effect, if you draft at the end of the third round, right, then that player would have cost you $10 million for a third round pick. That's how I'm looking at it.
You better be good.
Now, which brings me back to my point. The decisions that this organization made, do you trust them with a third-round pick?
Why would I trust them?
Exactly.
I mean, if your question was, do I trust them, but this is not one of
the... So why do it?
Because they want... I guess because they want it to look good. I understand what you're saying.
Right,
right. I get what you're saying, but this isn't one of those ones where I'm, like, crazy about it. Like, I get it. You want to get as high picks as possible because your team's going to suck next year. Get as much good young talent as possible.
That's not even value, though. That's what I'm saying. If we're going now moving forward, and we're making good,
well, it's not value anyway. You have a first round pick that you just sent off. Like, it's not value anyway.
Well, because
he's not making his second contract. It's already a sunk cost.
That I understand.
You know what I mean?
But because here, we had this conversation yesterday. How much is JP worth?
Yeah, I don't know. With his injuries, I don't know.
Do you want to go into the offseason with that?
We gotta take a break.
All right.
Back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Go behind the scenes of one of TV's most watched true crime series with the 48 Hours Postmortem Podcast, where correspondents and producers take you inside each case. Every Monday, listen to a new episode of 48 Hours and then join me, 48 Hours correspondent Anne Marie Green, every Tuesday for a new episode of Postmortem. Follow and listen to 48 Hours on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Take you guys up until 2. Streaming live on YouTube and Twitch. Good to be with you here on a Tuesday. Miami Heat, they win last night over the LA Clippers. The Panthers, they're back at it tonight.
It's the Ducks.
Take on the Anaheim Ducks. 10 o'clock. Stand for that one.
Come on, dude.
Maybe Miss Radko Gudas. I don't know.
Come on.
The irony that both teams are in the West Coast.
I know. Pain in the ass, to be honest with you.
Very.
You give me a break on one of them one night, and I got to stay up late three straight nights. 10:30 was it. It wasn't so bad because we had the Lakers game. That one was like, what was that, 8:30? That wasn't too bad.
9:30.
That was a 9:30.
9:30?
Yeah.
That was good.
Still messed up. We got this daylight savings time. I came back from the Central. The Central time messes me up more than any other time. It really does. I didn't know that Nashville was Central time.
It's 1 hour.
You guys don't understand. We almost got in a fist fight in the airport.
I didn't
because
know.
Because he was acting like he never changed time zones before. And you have a watch and a phone that automatically changes for you.
Yeah, but it kept messing me up because like the schedules were all on Eastern, like
oh, CT?
No.
The broadcast was on Eastern time, like where it says we're going 8 Eastern time, but I'm like, yeah, but it's 7 when we're going. So what time are we going to be? What time are we doing this?
Just and then, add an hour, Tobin.
No, you can't subtract and add an hour.
Hard.
I'm telling you, it throws you off.
Throws you off.
The 3 hours I could do. Pacific time, no problem. It's like my own little world. Central time. God.
Dude.
Calling people.
Well, I guess maybe I'm a little more used to it because I grew up in Central time.
Minus one.
Why?
I grew up
it's 1 hour.
I'm telling you, it throws me off. 1 hour makes
one
all the world.
1 hour compared to three is crazy.
That's wild to me.
You guys aren't a little thrown off by this falling back with the daylight savings?
No. I always screw it up, but no, it's great. We got an extra hour.
I used to love that, but now I hate it. I hate it so much.
What? Well, for me, it's great. Because now we have daylight sooner, we get to tee off earlier.
Mm.
Whereas when it gets to the end of...
It's brighter.
Right. When it gets to the end, you tee off like a half an hour, 45 minutes later.
Mm.
So when you got to get back to the 12 o'clock games and 1 o'clock games, it's a squeeze.
But in a lot of ways, it's kind of like I went through...
No, seriously.
It's really like, if you think about it, I went through two daylight savings times. So it's a little harder for me.
No, it should be easier for you since you're so used to Pacific time.
No, because I'm there, then I'm back, then I'm there. You know, so it was like I was in Central time, and then I was back in regular time, then I was back in Central time because we fell back.
Timbo Slice says J Fig gets an extra hour and still comes late.
Fair point.
Florida traffic, man.
There wasn't much traffic. What traffic were you dealing with?
I had a little bit.
No.
Where?
When I got past Miami Gardens on 75.
If there wasn't traffic, though, you probably still would have been like 6-7 minutes.
Honestly,
later.
If it wasn't for the traffic I got coming off the highway to get here, I would have been early.
10:04?
Yeah.
Vladimir. I just got back from vacation. I don't need this app.
She used the whole Vladimir.
What time zone were you in?
Eastern.
J-Fig. Wow.
See, no, this is not a big deal for you.
Bird zone.
Nope.
Bird zone.
But you see, it's kind of so like I kind of ping-ponged on daylight savings time. So it's very confusing. I was there, then I was back, then I was back. So it was almost like I was in daylight savings time the whole time.
It only matters when daylight savings happens where you are, not where you've been.
No, because you have to, first of all, you lose that hour in the air. So it's like I lost an hour of my life.
You didn't travel on Sunday, though.
No, but right as soon as I got there, you know? So as soon as I got my hour back and I got my legs, boom, hour was taken away again.
It takes you an hour to get your legs?
You get your sea legs, you know what I mean?
Sea legs?
Yeah.
Sea legs.
You weren't on a boat.
I'm telling you, dude.
I was on a boat, not you.
Wait, you were barely on a boat. You could see land on both sides.
I was definitely on a boat.
You could see land on both sides, though. As soon as you get on the boat, you go for like 40 minutes.
Did you go Bimini?
Yeah.
Yeah, I went to the Bahamas, yeah.
All right. Oh. I'm telling you, though, it's confusing. It's Central time. It's for the birds, dude. Oh, sorry, Shinzo. <It's not.
laughs> There's a lot of birds. I saw a lot of birds in front of you guys.
Did they look like they were in fear?
A lot of birds.
No, because they kept coming towards me, so.
Oh,
not really.
Oh, they came to get revenge.
You killed Petey!
Oh,
but guess what? I'm still here. They didn't get me.
So you know they have a lot of birds and conch shells.
It's
and
true.
I saw barracudas.
Yep. Lots of barracudas.
In the water. Mm-hmm. They said, don't put any silver stuff on you. Take your earrings out.
That's a myth.
Because they like the silver stuff.
I had my earrings on.
I was underwater, and I'm like, whoa, I'm out.
Story.
They're hideous looking, too.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh,
don't believe your story.
Cute. Except for all those teeth.
Sports Talk on WQAM is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Back after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Go behind the scenes of one of TV's most watched true crime series with the 48 Hours Postmortem Podcast, where correspondents and producers take you inside each case. Every Monday, listen to a new episode of 48 Hours and then join me, 48 Hours correspondent Anne Marie Green, every Tuesday for a new episode of Postmortem. Follow and listen to 48 Hours on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Trade deadline day for the Dolphins as they dealt Jalen Phillips yesterday to the Philadelphia Eagles. You want to hear Jalen Phillips' reaction to being traded to the Eagles? He got caught up with them in the airport.
All right.
That's journalism. When you're a reporter, you catch somebody at the
airport. That's what happened when I went to Carolina.
Yeah?
It was a madhouse at the...
How many people were there?
Six?
Probably like maybe 30.
Wow.
Oh, you were big things in Carolina.
How about that?
No one.
Well, then they wouldn't even pay for your socks. Cheap bastards.
Culture shock.
Cheap bastards. You got this. You got the buttons up, Vlad? Here's Jalen Phillips.
Jalen Phillips, you wake up this morning and you probably got a call. What is it like to be traded here to Philly and the defending champs and the 6-2 Eagles?
I mean, it's incredible. I had no idea this was going to happen, but I mean, there's literally no other team I'd rather play for. Obviously Philly is a storied franchise, great tradition here, incredible team. So I'm just excited to get in, get to work with the guys, man. I'm super excited. It's going to be awesome.
And you had a lot of success with Vic Fangio for that year. What is the fit with Vic Fangio? Are you excited to be reunited with him?
Yeah, I love Vic as a person and as a coach. So like you said, I had some good success with him. Excited to get back into his system and play with the other guys on the defense too.
For Eagles fans, final question. What are you going to bring for this Eagles team in this city?
Oh, man, I'm just going to work my ass off. I'm going to come in, be a humble worker, earn the guys' respect, earn the fans' respect, just come in and do everything I can to support the team. I want to be able to fly around and make plays. Yeah, literally fly around.
Best wishes to you.
Absolutely.
Welcome
Thank
to
you.
Philly.
Yes, sir. Go
Appreciate
Birds.
Appreciate your time.
Oh, wow. He's making puns now?
How
Look
about
at that.
That? Look at that. Making himself at home. Making himself at home.
Fly around.
Stings.
Literally.
Stings. Wow. All right. Well, best of luck to him. Listen, I got nothing against Jalen Phillips. I really liked him as a player.
Same.
You know?
And you know what's going to happen. Every time the Dolphins trade for a player, he gets here and gets hurt. Now JP is going to play 7 straight seasons.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. He's gonna be healthier than ever. Never going to get banged up.
Oh, he's going to get every sack now. No more warning track sack power.
It's true. He's going to look like Lawrence Taylor.
It's like he had silicone on his gloves.
It's crazy. What is it? What was that?
Fangs was – somebody said we should have kept –
as head coach.
Fangs as head coach. He was a head coach at Denver.
He blamed
– He sucked.
He wasn't that bad.
He wasn't that bad.
Yes, he was.
He blames COVID, you know?
I mean, look, the problem is that sometimes when you become a coach – of a bad team, there's no patience to see it through. And so you have to make decisions that try to win now when the long-term solution would be better. But nobody has patience for that. So we know that at the end of the year, if Mike McDaniel's not here anymore and they bring in a new coach and a new GM, that process is going to take a couple of years. But if they don't have success after the first year, you're going to want to fire the coach.
Yeah, I just don't think that Mike McDaniel has really shown himself to be a good head coach.
No, this has nothing to do with Mike McDaniel, the comments that I'm making, right? If it's the end of him, it's the end of him, right? That he earned that. But what I'm saying is, based on what you see the Dolphins doing right now and the new coach they bring in, it's going to take a couple of years,
yeah,
right? In most cases, when this happens, that coach that comes first is not the coach who is the coach when it comes out on the other side.
I get what you're saying.
Because nobody has patience with that. So,
well, that's how he got the job,
right? So, would it be better to keep Mike McDaniel through the terrible year while you fix everything, and then the job becomes more appealing? Because we've seen a lot of coaches fired after a year or two, knowing the organization, knowing it was a rebuild.
I see what you're saying, and I get that point. Like, what, like, why, like, if your plan is to tank and you think he stinks, just kind of go through it. Here's the thing: I'm really tired of cutting his press conferences.
I know, but do you understand? Really, if you bring in another coach, that coach will probably only be a coach for a couple of years because you're going to get tired of that too. Maybe. Even though you know beforehand,
there's no way his press conference. It's a rebuild.
Why do you still want to keep this guy?
It's not.
He's just saying, like, if you know the damage is done, why bring the guy into a bad situation?
Yeah, look at Mayo. Right,
but Mayo was there. Like, that's the see,
no. But I'm just.
But Mayo was also. He was a pain in the ass as well. It wasn't like he was endearing to the organization.
Okay, I got you.
He almost had a Brian. The way Mayo was to the Patriots was similar to what people were saying about Flores down here in Miami.
Okay, because they all got that Bill Belichick.
They all got the Bill Belichick in them.
Right.
They don't want this Mike McDaniel because Mike McDaniel is not Kevin O'Connell, Sean McVay,
right.
Shanahan. He's none of those guys.
That energy that came from Detroit, right? All that energy, you could see it kind of working its way through the league, right? With all
Jets,
the coaches that
Chicago,
yeah, it's just a type of energy that and a way these guys do things that kind of starts the process. My thing is that everybody says you know who you want to be your coach. You know who you want to do this and be the next coach here. You do realize you better pick two coaches because the first coach ain't going to make it through the whole reset because y'all going to hate him after a year or two. I just want to be competitive. I don't care that we're losing. No, it's going to be a rebuild. Everybody from the fans to the organization to everybody's going to have to be patient with this. If you're okay with this, this is why I make a big deal about it before.
Yeah,
because nobody's ever this patient.
But like, I guess my point is, like, first of all, it's his fourth year. Like, they've been patient. Like,
this has nothing to do with Mike.
But even in past years, like, who hasn't really gotten the time they've deserved?
Well, no, I'm not saying anybody has. What I'm saying is that you're entering a situation where you know you're probably not going to be good for the next 2 years based on how you're doing things, the resources that you will have to go get somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You're basically going to do it through the draft. All these guys are going to play. If the Tua thing doesn't work out, then after next year you're going to need a quarterback. What I'm saying to you is, are we going to be, as a fan base, are we going to be patient knowing the bleep show that the organization is in for the next 2 or 3 years?
It depends what you mean by that. Like, it's like, are they going to be patient as far as, like, are the fans still going to go to the games? No, there'll be a lot of empty pockets.
Sure.
The apathy will be there, and I'll catch you when you guys are actually looking like you're doing something. That's
right, but
that's
no. Everybody wants to go take this route, though, right?
Yeah.
Right. But I'm saying, usually when people take this route, and I've said this before, usually people want to take this route when they don't like the coach or the quarterback or whatever, right? But then when you say, okay, we're really going to go through the process of rebuilding. We're not going to half-ass it. We are going through this process through draft picks or whatever. How many people are patient to see it through?
But Leroy, if you see success or you start seeing something building, you're going to see it through. Like, the Commanders did a whole new regime. They had, right. They needed to get that stench of Daniel Snyder out, right?
Correct.
They got the right they got the right ownership, they got the right people, they got the right coaches.
Mm-hmm.
They drafted a quarterback, and what happened? They had success in the first year. So if you draft the right people, you put the right personnel, you can see early success. It's happened in the NFL all the time.
The only argument that you would have on yours, and we got to take a break because it's the end of the hour, but is if you were worried, like, you're going to go, it's almost like a college coach. Like, there's a lot of college coaches right now that I'm sure programs that still would like to fire their coach, but there's a lot of guys already fired. So, like, are you going to get the best? Are you going to get the best guy? So if you were to look at the Dolphin situation right now, yeah, it's a nice place to live, but roster-wise, it's going to be the worst. Because, like, if you say Dable gets fired, but you get Jackson Dart, you're like, oh, that's a pretty good situation. If you go to Tennessee, if you think Cam Ward's something,
right.
It's like, hey, you got I got at least my young quarterback that I can kind of settle right in there to. With the Dolphins, it's like, oh, there's nothing. You got a really rich owner. You got a great city.
Right.
But the roster's the worst in the league.
That's why I say so this
that,
might be.
See that argument of like, hey, just keep it until you're in a better spot. I can understand that.
This is going to be a young, new quarterback, coach, because nobody else is going to want the job.
Would think.
Right.
We got to take a break. More to come here. Back after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Go behind the scenes of one of TV's most watched true crime series with the 48 Hours Postmortem Podcast, where correspondents and producers take you inside each case. Every Monday, listen to a new episode of 48 Hours and then join me, 48 Hours correspondent Anne Marie Green, every Tuesday for a new episode of Postmortem. Follow and listen to 48 Hours on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.